Break the sheep.
Oliver Johnston is one third of the dance collective Inky Waves, and he's also one half of the duo DJ Kush Daddy. Now it appears that he's gone alone, and he has a new project called Storage Media. He joins us on the line to tell us more. Good evening, Oliver.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm great, yeah. Really
good. Shit, did I get it wrong? It's DJ Kush Boogie, right?
Yeah, I make music under Hugo J and also with Dirk Peterson under the name DJ Kush Boogie.
Yes. Sorry, I said daddy. I don't know why I said that. Bloody hell. Excuse me, Oliver. So, this new project, what are the parameters for Storage Media?
I guess initially it was kind of like a procrastination project. It was something where I could put songs that I maybe didn't feel comfortable with to put on the other accounts, or you know, to release under those other names, but then it ended up being a kind of more of an exploration in texture and trying to get the most out of a sample or a sound. So yeah, I guess that's kind of like the broader concept is kind of treating you know, individual samples and sounds and trying to kind of get the most from those.
And let's talk about the sounds you're using. What is the sound palette you're going for with this project?
I guess it's a little bit, raw. Not raw in the way it's, you know, produced or anything. More so just kind of taking, I mean, similar to the stuff I do for Hugo J, it's a lot of field recordings and found sounds, and usually kind of distorted quite a lot or filtered. But in terms of the sound palette, I guess it's quite understated sounds, you know, like quite soft pads, not really anything, I guess, no real major lead lines or melodies. Yeah, I guess.
Tell me about E-Beams, who are putting out this release of yours.
So E-Beams is a label run by DJ House, who runs Unknown to the Unknown in London. So it's like a sub-label, I guess, of Unknown to the Unknown. And, yeah, he just hit me up on SoundCloud asking if he could release these tracks. So, yeah, Zero, number one to number four, and I guess hopefully there'll be a follow-up, maybe.
Ooh, that sounds that sounds hopeful.
Yeah.
Before we give it a listen to track number three, I was wondering, you know, with your work with Inky Waves, you have a Red Bull show as well, where you showcase some of the best electronic sounds coming out of New Zealand at the moment. A show that I follow and I've pilfered songs from to play here on Freak the Sheep. I was wondering, how do you see dance music evolving throughout New Zealand at the moment?
Well, I guess in the last couple of years with people like, you know, the Friendly Potential, Tom and Sam and Gus putting on shows and I guess exposing the New Zealand scene to these producers and these DJs, you know, who are actually, you know, quite large in the international, you know, touring field. I guess in terms of local acts, like seeing a lot more people coming through producing music, but also feeling comfortable playing at parties and even just starting their own parties. You know, there's people in Christchurch, Need Nobody, they're putting on some really good events down there. I guess it's just evolving naturally. It doesn't feel like there's any, you know, that there's no kind of rush for anyone to get into, you know, this kind of dance music scene or anything. It's just people are kind of coming across it in their own pace and, you know, putting on shows how they want, which I feel is kind of lending itself really well, to kind of what's on offer, if that made any sense.
Oh, totally. And if people are doing things the way they want, it sounds like the environment, you know, it sounds like a great environment for someone to have fun in. And a really... And a good way for people to push the boundaries in their own ways as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think with dance music, especially kind of underground house and techno, I mean, it's not really a genre or, you know, the type of music isn't something that is blown out of proportion. It's not publicized or, you know, it's not something that people kind of put like a face on or or market heavily. It's quite organic and quite natural. And I think, like, if the scene was to evolve any other way but naturally, it would seem a bit off. So, I guess.
Awesome. We're about to hear track number three from your release. What can you tell us about it?
I guess it starts off with pretty overdriven hi-hats. There's really no backstory to that song. I think I made that on the couch, or it started off on the couch, and then went into my room and used some of my gear, like an octave. I used an octave track to make that hi-hat pattern, and then I distorted it quite a lot in order to kind of let those kicks come through. I can't explain it really.
Oh, I think that was a great start, Oliver. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll take a listen to the song.
Cheers, Zach.
Cheers. Thank you. Here's Storage Media, track number three. That track Storage Media with Number Three. A ripping New Zealand release. A ripping New Zealand release. This is Freak the Sheep on 95BFM. Seth Frightening joins us very soon.